Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwater. Today's Wednesday, the 20th of March, and here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a positive note, given the signals from GIFT Nifty Trends, which currently show that the index is trading 27 points higher at around 21,900 levels, indicating a mild to positive start for the local equity markets. On Tuesday, the domestic equities fell to their lowest level in over a month on March 19th. At close, the Nifty 50 was down 1.08%. All key sectors settled in the red, wherein IT, pharma and FMCG indices were among the top losers. The broader indices also felt the heat and lost over a percent each. The Nifty has now slipped below its crucial support zone of the previous swing low, and traders are now eyeing the 21,500 levels. The pessimism in the markets continued on the back of broad-based selling, as investors were worried over expensive valuations in the mid and small cap segments, while also exiting the frontline counters. Investors preferred to exit long positions ahead of the US Federal Reserve meeting, which would put the spotlight back on the interest rate scenario going ahead. Experts suggest that traders should continue with the sell-on-rise approach for now, but avoid aggressive trades until the upcoming outcome of the US Fed meeting. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, the NSE revoked the inclusion of IRADA in several indices due to its non-compliance of SEBI portfolio concentration norms. IRADA will no longer join the Nifty 500, Nifty Midcap 150, Nifty Midcap 100, and Nifty 200, among other indices. Shakti Pumps launched a QIP issue to raise up to 200 crore with a floor price of around 1,272 rupees per share. The Competition Commission of India approved the acquisition of Kerosum Industries cement business by Ultratech Cement. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they've performed. Wall Street's key three major indices closed higher on Tuesday as investors looked ahead to the Federal Reserve's policy meeting conclusion on Wednesday for clues on further interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 0.83%, while the S&P gained 0.56%. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite was up by 0.39%. Ahead of the Fed rate decision, the dollar firmed up, with traders eagerly awaiting to see if there will be any changes to the American Central Bank's famous dot plot. The dollar index was hovering around the 103.88 levels. After reaching multi-month highs, oil prices edged lower in early Asian trading on Wednesday as traders took some money off the table. Earlier, the oil benchmarks rallied to multi-month highs in each of the past two sessions. The 10-year US Treasury yield was trading around the 4.29% levels. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices are trading in the green. South Korea's Kospi increased by over 1%, while Japan's Nikkei 225 and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index recorded gains of 0.7% and 0.2% respectively. In the Voice of the Day segment for today, we have Arvinder Singh Nanda of Master Capital Services sharing his outlook. Let's have a listen.
The Indian equities market short-term outlook is cautious and could see some volatility. Mid-cap and small-cap equities have recently experienced a correction. When compared to their potential profit growth, mid- and small-cap stocks appears to be most costly. Until encouraging signals appear, mid- and small-cap, which have seen a more severe correction, are probably going to be erratic. Short-term market volatility is possible. Buying on major dips can offer opportunities to the investors. It is important to be very selective and focus on specific stock within the broader market landscape. The long-term picture for the Indian stock markets is still favorable, notwithstanding the downtrend. Long-term investing view this as purchasing opportunity.
That's all from us today. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to Money Control for more news updates. Have a great trading day and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.